Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's cattle futures market was weaker all the way across the board. The weakest contracts were the feeder cattle with September down $1.57 at $133.97. Technically speaking, we've been trading pretty much the same price on the September between about $132 and $136, going back to the April 9th to 10th time frame when the Tyson fire happened, but been pretty steady. The low four trading days ago was $131.80, so that gives us sort of a target, and we're really about $2 above that at the current moment. Live cattle down anywhere from even to $1.40 lower. October lives made new contract lows today, going past the Tyson lows, which were $97.80 on the Octobers. Today they went as low as $97.17 and closed at $97.67. So really disappointing there as we made new lows. The hog market's at the high end of the range over the last couple of weeks here. We're up today about 45 cents on December at $65.67. The feeder cattle index is currently right under 139. It's been steady since mid-August. Box beef, on the other hand, is at midday today was at 229.98 on choice. That's really come down pretty hard here since about August 21st. It was at 241, so we've come down over $10 off the highs.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, neighbors, it's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that will help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
The grain futures were a mixed bag today. We had corn a half to one penny higher. Beans, on the other hand, were weak, down 13 to 14 cents. And then Chicago wheat up 6 to 7, Kansas City up 6 to 9. Cotton futures finished the day up 91 at 59.12. That cotton was really one of the strongest contracts here today. Looking historically at the cotton, we're still near the lows. Been trading near 59 cents since the first part of August. So around a month, we've been right here at these levels. Of course, we've been in a much longer downtrend for the cotton market. But right now, it seems to have stabilized. The other markets, corn, beans, and wheat, are all near their contract lows and making new lows this week. But we have found some pretty stable footing at this point. Last night, there was an announcement or some headlines that the U.S. and China had a high-level conversation, a phone conversation, trying to plan the next trade talks. Looks like the first part of October, the U.S. and China will meet in Washington, D.C., and that is the 13th meeting they've had at a high level. So it'll be interesting to see. I know we've seen this before. The markets, though, reacted positively. The Dow Jones currently up about 400 points at 26.78. We're not quite to the highs yet. We were over 27,000 at one point. Currently, we're about 26,780. But we're working back toward those highs, which is a good sign. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.